November 2nd, 1905. The soul must conform to the divine will. And if she does so, Jesus makes her live of himself and in himself. As I was in my usual state, I was very afflicted because of the privation of my adorable Jesus. And I was saying, "Ah, Lord, I want nothing but you. I find no other contentment but in you alone. And you have left me so cruelly." While I was saying this, he came out from within my interior and told me, "Ah, it is so. I alone am your contentment, and I find all my contentment in you. So, even if I had nothing else, you would render me happy." My daughter, a little bit of patience until the wars begin, for then we will place ourselves in order as before. And I, without knowing myself what I was saying, said, "Lord, let them begin." But immediately I said, "Lord, I was wrong." And he, "Your will must be mine. Nothing must you want, be it even a holy thing, which is not conformed to my will. In the circle of my will do I want you to go around always, without going out of it for one instant, that you may become the owner of my very self. Do I want the war? You too, then." And with the soul who conducts herself in this way, I make of my being a circle around her, in such a way as to make her live of me and in me. And he disappeared.